Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Spirit Matters with Rena, and this is yours truly, your host, Rena. I thank you so much for your love and support as you tune in to today's broadcast, and it is certainly my prayer that the Lord will enrich you and add many, many blessings to your life. Now, we know Spirit Matters with Rena is designed to empower your life with words of wisdom and understanding towards kingdom living. Amen. Our previous teaching was Seek the Kingdom First and Keys of the Kingdom. That was part one and part two. Now, if you missed that, all teachings are archived and recorded on my Blog Talk Radio website, which is blogtalkradio.com/Spirit Matters with Rena. All one word, no spaces. And that's R-E-N-A. Okay, so just go back to those teachings. It does go back all the way until 2013 from when this was actually started. But today we are teaching on kingdom citizenship. I just love this teaching. I love this segment. God is so faithful because in spite of us, he is so faithful to us. And as we learn in the kingdom of God teaching, the first teaching, that kingdom of God is within us, according to Luke 17, 20 through 21. So we can operate out of his authority and power. Amen? Now let's move right into the teaching of kingdom citizenship. Kingdom citizenship is a privilege that gives rights. Okay, let me say that one more time. Kingdom citizenship is a privilege that gives rights. It's not the right to have privileges, but it is a privilege to have rights. You cannot demand citizenship. You cannot work for kingdom citizenship. Kingdom citizenship is based on the is not based on the religious rituals that we keep, whether you are liked or whether you're not liked. It is through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? It is kingdom citizenship. It's not based on how people feel about us. It is not. It is something that is not the right to have privileges, but the privilege to have rights. Okay, so keep that in mind, because sometimes we take things for granted with God, and we have to understand that it is a privilege to have this right. Now, the importance of kingdom citizenship is the restoring empowerment to have access to the rights, privileges, and benefits of the kingdom of heaven. That is the importance, one of the main important things about the kingdom citizenship. Our kingdom citizenship is the source of our personal authority. The personal authority is to use the keys of the kingdom and take dominion in the earth as it is in heaven, activating heaven in the earth to work on our behalf. We must experience kingdom citizenship because it is vital to our life that we live now in the earth. So, with that being said, John 3:3 in the Amplified Version says this: Jesus answered him, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, unless a person is born again, meaning reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, sanctified, he cannot ever see and experience the kingdom of God. Now, I've read this particular scripture in different translations, but the Amplified Version to me gives one of the best illustrations and enactment of exactly what Jesus is talking about. He says, I assure you. Man, if God assures us, that's more than anything else that we can ask for. I'll read that one more time. I assure you and most solemnly say to you, unless a person is born again, meaning reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, or sanctified, he cannot ever see and experience the kingdom of God. Now, remember that word experience, because that will be important as we continue to do this teaching. We become a citizen of the kingdom when we are born again and born anew in our spirit by the power of the Holy Spirit, not by flesh or physical birth. Also, refer to John 5:4-8. Excuse me, the enemy is a liar, isn't he? Refer to 1 John 5, 4 through 8 for more details on spiritual birth. But we become a citizen of the kingdom when we are born again or born anew in our spirit by the power of the Holy Spirit, not by the flesh or physical birth. Action to take to be spiritually born again and be in agreement with Holy Spirit is through the confession that Jesus is Lord, according to Romans 10 and 9. Because if you acknowledge and confess your mouth with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, recognizing his power, his authority, and majesty of God, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you are saved. That is how we come to the agreement with Holy Spirit that we can be born again. Okay, that's Romans 10, 9, and 8. Now, we just gave two scriptures, John 3 and 3 and Romans 10, can conclude from those two scriptures and indicate that the avenue to kingdom citizenship can be done through these two scriptures. The way to natural citizenship is through physical birth. But spiritual citizenship, to enter the spiritual kingdom, is through spiritual birth via Holy Spirit. Let me say that one more time. John 3 and 3, Romans 10 and 9, we can conclude that these scriptures indicate the avenue to kingdom citizenship. The way to natural citizenship is through physical birth, meaning you're born in that city, born in that country, so you'll become a natural citizen. But for spiritual citizenship, to enter the spiritual kingdom, it's through spiritual birth via Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit becomes the governor of our spirit. In other words, what ungodly things that we liked or choose to experience, and we did before, will become distasteful. So now let's go back to that word experience that I mentioned earlier in John 3 and 3. When John 3 and 3 mentions the word experience, the Greek word for see is experience, because it said you will not be able to ever see or experience. So the Greek word also for see is experience. What the scriptures sing, that we must experience the kingdom of God. You notice the scripture did not use past tense of the word experience. It mentioned that unless a person is born again, you cannot ever see or experience the kingdom of God. God is referring to the now, the present now. He said experience. He didn't say experienced, the present tense. With that being said, let's stop waiting to experience our kingdom citizenship in heaven and experience it in the earth, or have involvement in. We have to stop waiting, or sometimes blaming other people or leaders for not experiencing your kingdom citizenship. It is ultimately your decision to be in agreement with Holy Spirit, not man, as it pertains to you experiencing kingdom citizenship. It must be outwardly expressed, because our kingdom citizenship is with an invisible kingdom. So no one can see it unless you experience it outwardly. But our outward experience makes it visible. Let's go to Luke 17 and 20, when I talk about an invisible kingdom outwardly expressed and experienced. Luke 17 and 20 tells us that the kingdom of God is not visible. In other words, it's an invisible kingdom. So it reads in the NLT version, the New Living Translation, Jesus says, one day the Pharisees asked Jesus, when will the kingdom of God come? Jesus replied, the kingdom of God cannot be detected by visible signs. So if it cannot be detected by visible signs, that ultimately tells us that the kingdom of God is invisible. But he also said in Matthew 6 and 10, the King James Version, about the invisible kingdom, he says, about the invisible kingdom, to let the kingdom come in as it is in heaven. Even though this is an invisible kingdom, God wants us to experience this invisible kingdom in the visible world or operate in the earth as it is in heaven. Okay, so that was in Matthew 6 and 10, the King James Version. It says, let thy kingdom come in the earth as it is in heaven. For God simply wants us to experience this invisible kingdom in a visible world. So please notice, as we're talking about kingdom citizenship and we're listing these scriptures, it never once mentioned kingdom membership. It said kingdom citizenship. Now, there will be a further teaching to discuss it, but there is a teaching that will talk about citizenship versus membership. But just to establish the foundation for this teaching, kingdoms have citizens. Organizations or religions have members. Citizens have rights. Many memberships have limited rights, power, and authority. I'm not telling anyone it's wrong to be a member of any organization. But I want you to understand this point that I'm driving into, is that there is a difference. We are kingdom citizens. Okay? We are not merely church members or the member of an organization. And if you are a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, you are a kingdom citizen. When we do not operate in our inherited rights as a kingdom citizen, by default, we are definitely denying our rights and God-given power and authority. Let me mention that one more time. When we do not operate in our inherited rights as a kingdom citizen, by default, we are denying our rights as a God-giving power and authority from the kingdom of heaven and from God. Okay? So we don't want to default and not take the authority that we should have from our inherited rights. Okay? So let's keep that in mind. We do have dual citizenship because we have one in heaven and one in earth. But we'll discuss that more when we talk about citizenship versus membership. But ultimately, the point that we're driving in here is that we are kingdom citizens. Now, we are citizens of the kingdom, and the scripture notes in Philippians 3 and 20. But we are different because our citizenship is in heaven, 3 and 20. But we are different because our citizenship is in heaven. And from there, we wait eagerly the coming of the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Once we understand the importance of our citizenship in the natural and in the spiritual, we are able to experience our rights and authority at an entirely different level. So we will not operate the same. We will not experience things the same. Some believers in the United States, for example, take this kingdom citizenship for granted. However, individuals from other countries tend to take it a little bit more seriously because they do not have the freedom, the outward freedom, to express their spiritual new birth. But despite their natural restrictions, they know they are free in the spirit. Kingdom citizenship also brings expressed salvation is not silent. We don't hold salvation in silently. However, some believers are not aware of their freedom, and that brings spiritual authority and power to us. We're not aware of it. So that means we don't operate in our spiritual authority and power because we're not aware of our citizenship, which brings freedom. That's why we all need to have what may be called introduction to kingdom citizenship. Because if we look at it in the natural, there is a citizenship orientation module for individual whose kingdom is to become a citizen of the United States. The module covers basic things, including the structure of the government. Well, so it should be spiritually with God's kingdom. As citizens of the kingdom, we need to ensure that all citizens are properly instructed and informed
on how to live as kingdom citizens in the earth, as well as to understand kingdom's government, because it is a lifestyle and it is a culture. Jesus did not come back to bring a religion, came back to establish a government. So let me say that one more time. Introduction to the kingdom of citizenship is important. We must understand, because as it is naturally, so it is spiritually. In the natural, we need citizen orientation. We need to understand what our government does. They learn about the Pledge of Allegiance. They learn about the different specifics about the government infrastructure. They learn how we do things here and colonize in the United States. So it is in the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom citizens. Amen? So remember, Jesus did not come back to establish a religion. He came back to establish a government. Scripture to support that is Isaiah 9 and 6, King James Version. It says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders." The government they're referring to is the kingdom of God. And it says, "And his name shall become Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Jesus brought the government to reestablish our position and disposition in the earth. Our disposition meaning our inherited qualities of mind and character. Amen? So remember, citizenship, kingdom citizenship is very important. It is very important. Now, I know I kind of went through that. I want you to go back, look at the scriptures that were given, John 3 and 3, Isaiah 9 and 6, Luke 17, 20, 22, 21. Listen to this on the archive on the Blog Talk Radio website, because this is very essential for the other teachings that we will have that will talk more about kingdom citizenship and how this uses our authority to navigate through the kingdom citizenship in the earth. Okay? So this concludes our teaching for today on kingdom citizenship. Now, just to kind of summarize, we've learned that we must be born again to become a kingdom citizen, as well as after rebirth, we must experience it in the now. So again, we must be born again to become a kingdom citizen, as well as after rebirth, we must experience it in the now. So in conclusion, kingdom citizenship is vital to our success in the earth. As noted in previous importantly, in seeking the kingdom, we must first seek the king of the kingdom. He is the one that provides all the keys and the principles to the kingdom of heaven. Okay, we must read his word that consists of the principles and the keys. And in seeking him, all other things shall be added. Let these things and these teachings provoke you to good work. And fan the flame in your spirit to ignite the fire of God, which eventually and ultimately will expand his kingdom in the earth. It is about expanding his kingdom. Salvation is not silent. Kingdom citizenship is experienced outwardly, not just inwardly. Change is inwardly done, but the experience is outwardly expressed. Okay? So do not take kingdom citizenship lightly. I wanted to take my time with this teaching because it gives us privileges and rights. It gives us power and authority to be activated here in the earth, in the now. I want to just provoke others in good, because the coins of the meter in the natural have been expired. You know, like when you're at a meter in a parking lot, and you park your car, and you put in your coins to go somewhere and come back. Well, the meter has now expired. You know that little sign that comes up, expired? It has expired. It is now time to move your vehicle and get going. We have to move in the now to begin to move. I am driving and charging you with the word of God to keep moving, to drive the vehicle. In the spiritual, the word drive or vehicle means your ministry, the ministry that God has given you. I admonish you to do that. I admonish you to begin driving whatever that is, because your kingdom citizenship gives you the authority, it gives you the power, it gives you the insight, the foresight, it gives you what is needed to activate that in the earth and expand God's kingdom. Do not wait until when heaven gets to the earth. He has given us authority through kingdom citizenship. That is our access to do what he's called us to do. So I just wanted to drive that in and encourage you. I want you to stay tuned for the next teaching on Saturday, February 17th. And I want to encourage you that we will learn more about dual citizenship. We learn more about the benefits and the different things and the teachings that are coming up, the difference between citizenship versus membership, understanding what it is in the natural and what it is in the spiritual. So stay tuned for February 17th, okay? Now, please visit the website, the Blog Talk Radio website, www.blogtalkradio.com, Spirit Matters with Rena, because all the teachings are codependent upon the next teaching. They help you to understand the terminologies and the words and the principles that are being used for the teachings to come. So please listen to the past recordings. Please listen to what's being said. Please study the scripture. Now, for those that are listening and are on the fence, they're not saved, or even if you are saved, to rededicate your life to the Lord, because one of the key principles of the kingdom of heaven that will be activated on earth is the key of salvation. And that scripture comes through the Romans 10 and 9. And I want to say to you to please repeat after me if you are not saved, or if you're struggling on the fence and you just want to rededicate. Repeat after me: Father, forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. He died on the cross, he was buried, and he rose on the third day, and he is alive. Jesus, come into my life. Let thy kingdom come in the earth as it is in heaven. Change me for your glory. Holy Spirit, I ask for an infilling that I may live out my new life of salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I want to thank you for tuning in on this broadcast of Kingdom Citizenship. The enemy did not prevail with my voice. Amen. God restored and he redeemed. So I want to thank you again and thank you for your support, and may God bless you and keep you. Amen. See you on February 17th at 9 a.m. God bless.